Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, that thanks to their light didn't die.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, folks, Light One Candle is a great Jewish song. That's in honor of our good friend Barbara Wellman. Barbara, how you like that?
I love it.
That's one of your favorite songs.
My favorite Sonica song.
Thank you, Sonar. Good job. Good job, Denny. One and the same person, Denny Sonar. He has two names. Welcome back, folks. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Barbara, happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's a almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. Absolutely. One of our special folks. One of my favorite friends in the world. A great American, and does so many good things for so many people. If you hang out with Barb, folks, you'll get smarter. It's automatic. And Barbara, we're not doing business now. I want to talk about some other stuff. I want to talk about the immutable fact that I am not always right, and I am not always wrong. You are not always right. You are not always wrong. And when we come together with those two facts that we each have about us, that's by definition means that there's got to be some common ground somewhere between in the continuum of those two things. There's got to be some common ground that we can find. Why don't we seek that? Why don't we look for what we're more compatible about than what we are not compatible about? Why have earthlings, especially Americans, gotten to the point where we're like this? Well, how does this happen? How do we fix it, Barb?
I have no idea how it happened. You know, we've been around a long, you and I have been around a long time. We've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
We've gone through a lot of periods in our history when there has been a lot of dissension. I mean, you know, the Vietnam War era and such. But I really can't say that I've ever experienced such nastiness. It's not just a question of protest or disagreement,
right,
or
it's
argument.
Individual,
it's
individual
nasty.
rudeness and nastiness. Why are we doing? Why are we devolving into this?
I don't know. I think it. You know, maybe I can suggest one idea, and I don't know if it's true, but maybe it's just the breakdown of manners.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have manners anymore. We don't know how to be polite and treat people cordially. I mean, it's basic manners that our folks taught us.
Well, you know, I think I've talked about this before. We've lost a lot of romance in our lives, Barbara. And I'm not talking about erotic romance. I'm talking about the romance that makes you believe in things, that makes you believe in ideals. Here's a romantic notion. You're a lady, I'm a man, I don't use bad language in front of you. How about that for a romantic notion? How long has it been since people have felt that way, right? You see what I'm getting at? The gentility.
Absolutely, but
the gentility of society.
We're bombarded with the basic.
But I'm around young women sometimes, and they talk like the guys.
Yeah, because why wouldn't they? That's all they're exposed to.
What has happened to gentility? Is that a quaint, unuseful notion of gentility not being base and
are you and I
showing our, I don't think we're showing our age, do you?
Well, maybe we are, because we remember we remember when it was a different era and things were a lot more pleasant. And if you had opinions, you could express them. Or what was wrong with just keeping your thoughts to yourself?
Yeah.
Why did everything have to come from your brain onto Twitter?
We are at a moment. I'm afraid to say this, Barbara, but we're at a moment where it's worse now than ever because of this election.
Well,
things are
true.
Happening now. We have to get a handle. And folks, I hate to bring it up at this time, but this is a time when we need to think about, okay, right now, most of us are on our best behavior. Not everyone, but most of us at this moment, next few days, we're on our best behavior. Why don't we model this more often?
Well, That's true. I mean, remember the harmony that was in the country right after 9/11, and
right.
Everybody was going out of their way to be nice to everybody else, and sort of being more friendly, and there was less division. So I don't know.
You know, Barbara, think from the politicians. I'm going to say this: if your goal is to win. And you think that you need to win. Well, maybe you win, but the country loses. And I'm not talking about to Democrats and Republicans. Why don't politicians say, why don't we, if we both find a way to win, the country wins? What do you think, Barb?
Well, you're absolutely right. What I find so confounding is when you have a sports contest, a game of any kind. The people on the competitors on both sides are vicious. They're going at it. When the game is over, it's over.
Right, and they shake hands.
And they shake hands if they have any sports. You know, if they're good.
I like the football players who knock each other down and then pick the other guy up and pop him on the helmet. You know, that's folks. We have that in us, don't we, Barbara?
Yes, we do.
It's in us. Why don't we do that more often? And folks, if you have children, there was a time, Barbara, when you didn't have to spend that much time teaching kids this. You taught them, and they saw it in their world, and they it was easy for them to replicate it. I think now you have to spend more time with your kids talking about this
because there's so many adverse outside influences where you hear it in the rap songs and on television programs. It's just
we're gonna come back. BarbaraWelfman.com, by the way, folks, that's her website. All of her books are there. All of her writing is there. All the things she does. Her radio show is there. Very important one. We had a lot of fun on that this week. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.